Right.
Ever wish you could just slip on a headset and, like, dive straight into dreamland? Today we are going deep on VR and sleep.
Okay.
Specifically, this prototype called Napwell.
Yeah, Napwell. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, so we dug into some research on this to see how VR could actually help people fall asleep faster.
Right, because, I mean, who wouldn't want to fall asleep faster?
Exactly.
Especially if it meant swapping, like, counting sheep for a virtual beach or something like that.
Oh, yeah, sign me up for that.
Right.
But before we get to, like, the results and stuff,
yeah.
I have to ask about something that really jumped out at me. These EOG sensors.
Okay.
It's like they're pulling a mind-reading trick or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are they actually reading your mind?
They're not quite reading minds.
Okay.
But it is pretty close. So EOG stands for electrokilography.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically tech that tracks your eye movements.
Oh, interesting.
And in this case, they built it into the VR headset.
So instead of me having to tell someone, like, yep, I'm asleep, this thing just figures it out on its own.
Exactly.
That's wild.
It's like, imagine your headset dimming the lights the second it senses you've drifted off.
Oh, I like that.
Or even, like, queuing up some whale songs or something.
No, that's the future I want to live in. How accurate were these sensors, though?
Yeah.
Did they actually work?
They did, yeah. In this study, they hit about 70% accuracy.
Okay.
Which, you know, it might not sound perfect, but that's actually a huge leap forward for this kind of tech.
For sure, for sure.
It means these EOG sensors could be the key to a whole new world of, like, personalized sleep tech.
Okay, I like where this is going. 70% is definitely promising.
Yeah.
But I have to know, did the VR actually help people fall asleep faster?
It did. So people using VR took a significantly less amount of time to fall asleep compared to those who didn't use any sleep aids at all.
Wow. Okay.
But here's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
They didn't just, like, throw everyone into a random virtual world.
Oh, tell me they got to choose. Because I would demand a tropical beach, personally.
You read my mind.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So they actually tested two different types of VR environments.
Okay.
So first, a 360-degree view of the room, like a VR version of just closing your eyes.
Okay, so you can, like, ease into the virtual world.
Right.
Okay, yep. I kind of like that. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
What about the second type?
So for the second one, they offered participants their choice of, like, these relaxing virtual locations.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking beaches, forests, even their own bedrooms, like, recreated in VR.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
So did they find that those, like, virtual escapes made a difference?
So while the study didn't find, like, a statistically significant difference between the simple room and the personalized environments,
right,
it's important to remember that this was just a starting point.
So what you're saying is there's even more potential to unlock here. Tell me more.
Absolutely. And this study was focused on naps, which are already pretty short.
Right.
Imagine applying that personalized approach to a full night's sleep.
You're speaking my language.
Right.
Okay, so we've established that VR can help you fall asleep faster, at least for naps. But is it really better than just, like, throwing on a sleep mask?
That's the question, right?
Yeah.
So surprisingly, they actually found that VR might have a slight edge, even though both block out light.
So what's happening there? Is it just, like, the novelty of VR? Like, it's a new exciting thing?
It might be more than that. So the researchers believe that these immersive environments provide an added layer of distraction from those, like, everyday worries that tend to keep us up at night.
Yeah.
Like, you're sending your brain on a mini vacation.
So it's not just about blocking out the physical world.
Right.
But also giving your mind a break.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk about how long those naps actually lasted.
Okay. Okay. So VR might help you, like, night off quicker.
Yeah.
But does it actually help you stay asleep longer?
Right.
Because, like, I'm a notoriously light sleeper.
Uh-huh.
So this is crucial for me.
Yeah. You're not alone.
Okay.
And that's where the study actually gets really intriguing.
Okay.
Because they found that some people actually slept longer with VR.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought silence was, like, the key to a long sleep.
Right. That's what we all think.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that the study suggests that for some people, those background sounds in the VR environment might actually be the, like, secret ingredient to staying asleep.
Interesting.
It really challenges that whole silence is golden rule.
It totally does.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little, like, ambient noise is what does it for some of us.
Right.
Like some rain sounds or.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sure.
the gentle hum of a spaceship engine if you're into that kind of thing.
Exactly. It all just comes down to personal preference, right?
Right.
What might be super distracting to one person could be like a sleep symphony for somebody else.
Totally.
But this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
Let's zoom out for a sec.
Okay.
And look at what this means, like, beyond napping.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready to dive into the deep end.
Okay.
So what does a future powered by VR sleep even look like?
Just imagine a world where you're not, like, dreading that long-haul flight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you can just slip on your headset and suddenly you're on a peaceful beach being lulled to sleep by the virtual waves.
That's pretty tempting, not going to lie.
Right.
It's not even just about travel, though, right?
Exactly.
Think about unwinding after just a crazy day at work.
For sure.
Instead of, like, stressing out.
Yeah.
Or swap it out for some, like, soothing VR experience.
Exactly. And for people struggling with insomnia who haven't found relief from, like, traditional methods, this could be a game changer.
Yeah.
But we're just scratching the surface here.
Okay.
Remember how those participants got to, like, choose their VR environment?
Yeah.
Imagine taking that personalization to, like, the next level.
All right. You got my attention. Paint me a picture of this, like, personalized sleep sanctuary in VR.
Okay. So picture this.
You're like, okay.
Your VR headset. Mm-hmm. It's not only transporting you to, like, your ideal environment, but it's also responding to your body in real time.
Oh, wow.
So we're talking, it's tracking your heart rate.
Okay.
Your breathing, even your brain waves.
So it's like having a personal sleep coach.
Yes.
Built into this headset.
Exactly.
Tell me more.
Okay, so let's say you start to feel a bit anxious.
Okay.
The visuals become more calming.
Okay.
Maybe like a sunset over a tranquil lake or something.
Nice.
Or if your heart rate's a bit elevated.
Yeah.
The audio shifts to like slower, more soothing sounds.
Wow, that's actually incredible. It's personalizing your sleep experience.
Right.
In a way we just haven't seen before.
Exactly. And as technology advances, who knows what other senses we can bring into this?
Yeah.
I mean, temperature control, aromatherapy.
Whoa.
The possibilities are mind-blowing.
This is seriously next-level stuff.
It is.
But before we get too carried away
right.
with all the what-ifs and, like, the future,
yeah.
I kind of want to come back to the study for a minute.
Sure.
Are there any, like, limitations we should keep in mind?
That's a great point. We always want to be mindful of the bigger picture.
Right.
One thing to remember is that the study size was relatively small.
Okay.
Only 20 participants.
Oh, wow.
So to really, like, cement these findings,
yeah.
we need more research with larger, more diverse groups.
That makes sense, especially when it comes to something as individual as sleep.
For sure.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly.
Were there any other, like, factors that stood out to you?
Well, it's worth noting that while the study did use a relatively comfortable VR headset,
yeah.
wearing any device to bed takes some getting used to.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Comfort is key, especially if we're talking about using this technology for a full night's sleep.
I can see that. A bulky headset wouldn't exactly scream like sweet dreams to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as promising as this all seems, design is crucial.
For sure.
Imagine headsets specifically designed for sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
Lightweight, breathable materials.
Right.
Maybe even integrated into your pillow somehow.
Okay. Now you're just reading my mind.
Right.
But even with the comfiest headset.
Yeah.
I have to wonder, is sleeping in VR every night?
Yeah.
Really a good idea?
The $1 million question.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
we just don't have a definitive answer yet.
Right.
Remember, the study focused on naps.
Yeah.
Not full nights of sleep.
Right. A 20-minute power nap in VR
yeah.
is very different from a full 8 hours.
Exactly. There's still so much we need to explore.
Yeah.
Is it even comfortable to wear a headset all night?
Right.
Does it disrupt our natural sleep cycles?
Yeah.
What are the long-term effects?
Right.
We need more research to answer these questions responsibly.
So we're still in the early stages of understanding VR's full impact
yeah.
on sleep.
Absolutely.
What would a larger, more comprehensive VR sleep study
right.
even look like? What else would we need to consider?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. We started talking about falling asleep faster.
Right.
And now I'm like way more fascinated by this potential like
yeah.
full-blown VR sleep revolution.
It's true. It's really interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And this tech really does have like applications far beyond just like these quicker naps.
Right.
But like with any new tool, especially one that affects something as essential as sleep.
Yeah.
We really need to be asking the right questions.
Absolutely. We've got to be smart about this.
For sure.
So what kind of research needs to happen to really understand the potential
yeah.
of full night VR sleep?
Well, first and foremost, we need to ditch the naps.
Okay.
And go all in on full nights.
Okay.
So that means tracking sleep stages, cycles,
right.
the whole nine yards to see how VR impacts a full night's rest.
Okay.
And not even just for one night.
Yeah.
We need to look at long-term effects, too.
So, like, how people adapt to sleeping in VR over time?
Exactly.
Like, do they love it, hate it? Do
right.
they get, like, dependent on it?
Yeah. Do they become addicted to their VR sleep? We don't know.
Right. That's so interesting.
Yeah. And beyond that, I think exploring different types of VR experiences would be really fascinating.
Right.
Like,
right.
does sleeping in a simulated forest well, have different effects than, say, a virtual replica of your own bedroom?
Okay, now we're in my wheelhouse.
Right.
I would be down for a virtual log cabin.
Okay.
In the woods, complete with a crackling fireplace.
You get it.
Yes.
We could even look into, like, interactive VR for sleep.
Oh.
Where the environment changes based on your movements.
Whoa.
Maybe even your dreams, it sounds like sci-fi.
Yeah.
But the possibilities really are endless.
It's mind-blowing to think about.
It is.
But honestly, all this talk about, like, a VR-fueled sleep future
yeah.
has got me wondering, what does this mean for, like, how we think about sleep in general?
That's the real heart of the matter, isn't it?
Right.
We see sleep as this thing.
Right.
But VR could make it active, customizable, something we have more control over.
That's like a total shift in perspective.
It is.
It's not just about, like, getting enough sleep.
Right.
But, like, optimizing it, shaping it to fit our needs.
Exactly.
Our preferences.
Absolutely. And that opens up a world of, like,
yeah,
exciting possibilities, but also some, like, you know, ethical challenges.
Right.
Yeah, we need to make sure that this technology is accessible.
Oh, for sure.
To everyone, not just a select few.
Right.
Imagine if better sleep wasn't a luxury.
Right.
But just something everyone could achieve with the help of VR.
That's a future I can get behind.
Right.
It's a lot to process, though.
It is.
I feel like we've gone from naps to, like, full-blown sleep revolutions, and it feels like we've only scratched the surface.
And that's the beauty of a deep dive like this.
I know, right?
We've unpacked the research, explored the possibilities, and hopefully sparked some curiosity.
Absolutely.
For your listeners out there.
Yeah, if this conversation has taught me anything, it's that the future of sleep might be closer than we think.
Mm.
And it just might be virtual.
Yeah. It's an exciting time to be interested in sleep.
It really is. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, sweet dreams.